Now that Terry McCormick has joined the race, that makes five Republicans who have declared their intentions to challenge U.S. Representative Steve Kagan. Two more Republicans are said to be considering a run, and an independent will be on the ballot as well. McCormick is a former state lawmaker, a business consultant, and a newly published author. She says Kagan is out of step with conservatives in northeastern Wisconsin.
We have a congressman that just doesn't match the demographics of the district. That's probably why, that's no doubt why individuals are calling me to get in the race.
In 2006, McCormick lost a GOP primary race against John Gard. Gard eventually lost to Kagan that year and again in 2008. The fact that John Gard has not declared cleared the way for such an array of Republicans to get in line. That's according to UW Green Bay political scientist Tim Dale. He says the district's main population center, Brown County, has been more of a swing district in the last two presidential elections.
Brown County voted for George W. Bush by 9 points in 2004 and voted for Barack Obama by 9 points in 2008. That's an 18-point swing. And I don't think you're going to find anywhere else in the country that had that much movement between 04 and 08.
Dale says Kakana businessman Reed Ribble has the backing of the National Republican Congressional Committee. He predicts some of the Republicans will drop out of the race before next September's primary election. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.